Welcome to my seventh podcast of Your Israeli Home. It is February 20th, 2020, and this is Zalman Velvel, your Uncle Zali. In my previous podcast, number 6, I spoke about becoming an Israeli citizen, buying a home, and living in the settlement that Yossi started, Male Levona. In this podcast, we're going to look face-to-face at the 800-pound gorilla in the room, terrorism. It's time to discuss it. And while we're discussing it, I'm going to introduce you to my partner, Crazy Gersh. Now, I met Gershi in 1999. He had red hair and a red beard and likes to say he's a gingy, like King David. He was a member of my Chabad shul and in the process of converting to Orthodox Judaism. Like many of the converts I have met, he makes me proud to be a Jew. In early 2000, I found a motel investment, or it would be more accurate to say it found me. The seller begged me to buy it and wouldn't leave my real estate office without a contract. I finally agreed, but only if I found a hard-working partner, because the property needed a massive renovation, and I didn't have the time for it. Gershi fit the partner picture perfectly. He was about 20 years younger than me, working 3 jobs, and really wanted to get into real estate investing. He pushed me to buy that motel, and we became partners, neither of us ever having owned one before. After working together a short time, I nicknamed him Crazy Gersh, because he thought outside the box more than any person I have ever met. Every day he had some wild, crazy idea to make money. At least once a year, one of those ideas was pure gold. My role in the partnership was to throw out his 364 crazy ideas each year and pick the one that was brilliant. Now, our motel had 40 rooms, but 32 were vacant. We spent a whole year renovating it. At one point, we even had 2 Israelis working with us on the remodel, but they moved on for bigger opportunities. In the U.S., we joke that Israelis will work for you for a month and then want to be partners for life. In this case, we didn't need more partners. We needed more workers. In a year, we got it in shape with 100% occupancy, making good money. Then in 2001, I discovered a mobile home park investment that we could buy for no money down. That's no money out of our own pockets, that is. But it only broke even. It didn't make any money. Gershi loved the property and once again pushed me to buy it. Whenever I had an excuse, he had counter logic. Finally, after listening to all my excuses, my last and best one was, "But we don't know anything about mobile home parks." His answer was, "So what? What did we know about motels before we bought one? And we're making money on it when the previous owner couldn't after owning it for 46 years. So in February 2002, we went partners again and climbed up the learning curve on mobile home parks. After a year and a half, we increased its value by $1 million, and it threw off $10,000 per month in positive cash flow. It continues to do that till this day, 18 years later. Well, later that same year, during Hanukkah, 2002, Gershi and I went to Israel together. I rented a home in Male Levona, a few doors down from Yossi, because my own house still had no furniture or appliances. I paid for the trip because I felt Gershi worked harder in our partnership than I did, even though he felt I worked harder than him. That's how I can tell when I have a good partnership. Both partners think the other is contributing more. When we arrived at Male Levona, Yossi wanted to visit a friend of his, Pinchas, the Kohen, and invited us along. Pinchas was in bed looking pale and weak, but still functioning. Yossi explained Pinchas was caught in a crossfire when he was driving home and shot 6 times. Pinchas pointed out his wounds, which ones had the bullets removed and which ones still had the bullets in them. After each one, he looked up and said, "Baruch Hashem, blessed is God. I have never seen, before or since, a look of holiness greater than on that man's face." Later that night, when we were walking home, Gershi said, You know, Israel has to be the safest place in the world for a Jew to be. I said, Gershi, are you crazy? He was shot 6 times on his way home from work. And Gershi's response was, yes, but he lived. A Jew in the United States slips in the bathtub, bumps his head, and dies of a concussion. In Israel, a Jew is shot 6 times and he's still alive. I'll leave it to you to decide if Crazy Gershi isn't just crazy or possibly one of the wisest men alive. Well, during this trip and for 3 years that followed, the media was filled with lurid stories about suicide bombings, rockets, and snipers in the Israeli Intifada. Yossi's work as a tour guide slowed down to a trickle, so we toured with him. Whenever we traveled around Israel, Gershi sat in the back with an M16 in his lap. I sat in the front with a Tinuk, we called that the baby, our nickname for Yossi's small Uzi. Yossi drove the car with his pistol close by. We toured all over Israel. Wherever we went, it was sad. Tourist sites were practically empty, and hotels with hundreds of rooms only had 2 or 3 rented. One time we went to Gaza, probably the most dangerous place in all of Israel. There were 8,000 Jewish settlers there, spread out into 21 small settlements, surrounded by more than 1 million Arabs who launched thousands of rocket bombs at them and sniped at them daily. We visited Netzarim, one of the most dangerous settlements there, with just a few hundred people, guarded by 800 Israeli soldiers. Why would anybody live there with their children and families? Faith in God, I was told, and love of the land of Israel. The reason we went to Gaza was because Yossi had just finished guiding a busload of evangelical Christians. He said they got off the bus at Gaza with their tambourines, sang and danced with joy to God while rocket bombs exploded around them. Gershi and I figured, as Jews, we had to go in solidarity to our fellow Jews. Now, in August of 2005, the government of Israel closed the settlements in Gaza, dragged the settlers out, attempting to give up land for peace. After Israel evacuated the settlers, the Arabs in Gaza launched hundreds of rockets at towns outside Gaza. That's outside Gaza, like Sderot and Ashdod. They continue to do it to this day, 15 years after giving up land for peace. I have pictures of schools in Sderot with an additional steel and concrete roof over them to protect Israeli children from bombs launched at their schools. I leave it to you to decide what Israel's chance for a lasting peace is with the Palestinians. We gave up land in Gaza. We received rocket bombs in return. I wrote this podcast because terrorism is uppermost in many Jews' minds when it comes to going to or living in Israel. Even so, many of us will have no choice but to move there when anti-Semitism becomes too terrible outside of Israel. When we do make Aliyah, we will fight like King David with our back to the sea, sword in our hand, and our eyes lifted up to God. Now, the song that you are hearing in the background is the Warrior Song. I discovered it on YouTube and was amazed at how the power of the song moves you. Make no mistake, Jews throughout the ages made good warriors. You know, I remember every time we told our friends we were going to Israel, they said, please, come back safe. You know how it is over there. One time when Gershi and I went to Israel, during the time we were there, there were several German tourists murdered back in Miami, Florida. The city of Miami and all of Florida was worried European tourists would stop coming. During the same time, there were no Israelis in the whole country killed by terror compared to those German tourists murdered in Miami. From that point on, whenever we heard, please come back safe, you know how it is over there, Gershi would answer, no, you stay safe while we're away. We want you to still be here when we get back. I have come to understand that terror is the way Muslims rule their people. To us, we think it's barbaric. To them, it's just business as usual. I believe the root of it is the passage in the Bible about Ishmael. That was the son that Abraham cast out, who was the patriarch of the Arab world. The Bible says Ishmael was a wild ass of a man. His hand was upon everyone, and everyone's hand was upon him. Those were God's words, not mine. Also keep in mind, while Crazy Gersh was the one who pushed me into investing in bigger real estate deals, he's now pushing me into creating Your Israeli Home along with Yossi Minor. This is Uncle Zolly. If you want to receive new podcasts as they become available, please opt in on our website, yourisraelihome.com. Lehitrot and Shalom Shalom.